Mr. President.
Where is the headquarters of the 7th Air Force?
At Tonsonut, just outside of Saigon.
Here's a little poem in the Stars and Stripes. I don't know whether you've read it or not, by Sergeant Jack Maracle. Have you?
No, sir, I haven't.
Each has his part to contribute. He cannot do it all on his own. As a nation, we've chosen a leader, and at times, little faith we've shown. He has stood with a determined objective, one very honest, firm, and sincere. A commitment that must not be forgotten, though the temptation has been so near. Halfway around the world, he has sent us, not for material gain. He's asked all to support the freedom fight. However, not in vain. Sergeant Jack Barrio, Headquarters 7th Air Force.
That's pretty good, isn't it, Mr. President?
It's real sweet. It's sweet. I hate to bother you. Just
well,
to read
I'm
you.
Always glad to be bothered by you, Mr. President.
I want to read you this letter. June 13th. Dear Mr. President, words could never express the great joy I experienced last evening. It's truly unbelievable. The word communication. The Sony cassette which you sent me arrived a few weeks ago, and I thank you. I have been putting it in excellent use. The next rendezvous with Chuck, I'll make sure I carry it with me. You're quite correct in assuming that I've asked for a transfer. I requested duty as a crew member on an air rescue helicopter or as a loadmaster on a cargo troop airplane. After talking with the personnel officer, it's impossible to be assigned, he says, to air rescue since the training is quite extensive. The training can only be had by sending me back. I can be trained as a loadmaster in Vietnam on a C-123 provider. This is the goal that I'm shooting for now. My request for transfer has been forwarded to 7th Air Force, and I now understand they tell me that my request is on its way to Pacific Air Force Hawaii. Hopefully I'll receive an affirmative answer shortly. There are numerous reasons for me for this request for transfer. Deep down, I feel as though I'm not doing all that I'm capable of towards my effort here. My job is primarily that of an indirect support, whereas I desire direct support. After this, to Chuck and Da Nang and his men, I truthfully ask myself how much of a sacrifice am I really making compared to what these boys are doing. Actually, Mr. President, there is no comparison. Also, the work that I am performing is very important to the Air Force. It is quite monotonous and boring to me. It does not in itself present a challenge, nor do I find it very motivating. As a matter of fact, I am tending to become narrow-minded, but I won't admit it to anyone but myself. By becoming a loadmaster, I feel as though I will mutually benefit the Air Force, of which I am very proud, and myself. Besides, supplies are equally important as bombs, and both mean existence for our men. If I don't live up to my expectations, I'm no use to my country or myself. In this period of time, a person has to judge for himself what potential he possesses and what sacrifices he is making. I can never stop striving for a larger and greater challenge. Close a little poem from Stars and Stripes and exemplifies the feeling of the men here. Please relate to Ned Johnson. I received your letter, and it's a great comfort here for me. May the dear Lord watch over you and guide us all. You're in my prayers, my deepest love, affectionate plan. Please do watch over Lucy and Lynn. I love them and miss them, but I have a job to perform before I come home. Now, I don't know whether you ought to, I don't want to influence it.